Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus replied to Nicodemus, "I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus was an unlikely visitor to Jesus. He was a Pharisee. Jesus was locked in a constant struggle with this group of Jewish leaders throughout his ministry. Perhaps that's why he came to Jesus at night. He wanted to ask his questions without being spotted by his fellow Pharisees. Jesus had no formal accreditation as a Jewish teacher, so it was generous of Nicodemus to address him as Rabbi. Clearly, he was impressed by Jesus' teaching and miraculous signs, and acknowledged that there was clear evidence that he'd been sent by God. Jesus didn't engage with this, but responded to Nicodemus with words which would have rocked his world. He needed to be born again. Nicodemus seemed confused by Jesus' words. He was baffled by the thought of entering his mother's womb a second time, so Jesus spelt out exactly what he meant. Just as human life starts with a birth, so too does spiritual life. Nicodemus needed to allow the Holy Spirit to breathe new life into him if he was to enter the kingdom of God. Nothing has changed. 2,000 years later, if we're to experience spiritual life, we need to be born again. I sometimes hear people talk about born-again Christians as if they're something different from normal Christians. That's not the case. The only way to become a Christian is by being born again. Being born into a Christian home, attending church, and living in a supposedly Christian country is irrelevant. Without new birth, you cannot start out on the Christian life. The Apostle Paul was in complete agreement with this. He wrote, "This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun." No amount of human effort can ever make us into Christians. It's only as we allow the Holy Spirit to take over our lives that we can experience new birth. So tell me this, how do you respond when people refer to born-again Christians? And now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you that through the power of your Holy Spirit it's possible for people to be born again. Amen. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. I hope you have a really great day today. God bless you.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.